This is WBAA News. I'm Stan Jastrzebski. Wind energy is a growing industry in Indiana, but not every community is receptive to the development. Tippecanoe County is working on a proposal to ban wind farms, and WBAA's Taylor Haggerty reports Montgomery County is in the midst of an intense debate over two proposed farms.
No matter who you ask, wind turbines are a touchy subject in Montgomery County.
I think there really needs to be some real research on what is a safe setback for a specific height and for the capacity of a turbine.
That's April Johnson, a member of the group No Wind Farm Montgomery County. The group meets regularly to discuss two proposed industrial wind farms in the area. Wind companies need residents to sign leases before turbines may be built on their property. The landowner gets some money and the company gets cash from selling energy back to the grid. And while Johnson's group is growing in numbers, some local landowners are signing leases with wind businesses Akuo and Apex Energy. Apex hasn't determined the number of turbines it wants, but is looking at models nearly 600 feet tall. Akuo plans to have 37 turbines, each under 500 feet tall. Johnson says she's worried about what that might do to the community.
This is a noise that will not go away. It's a all night long. And if I did this, you're going to get really annoyed. If I did this whole meeting and you're going to try to listen to me talk and figure out what is she saying, and you're going to be like, I wish that woman would just stop. But that's what we would be living with.
You gone crazy yet?
In Benton County, where they've had turbines for more than a decade, this is what they sound like when County Economic Development Director Paul Jackson takes people out to see them. Jackson says Benton County put the turbines up before there was any opposition, and they haven't heard many complaints since then.
Rural counties like we are with 8,700 people, we don't have the tax base to actually create, generate the kind of money that a Tippecanoe County does.
Tippecanoe County's Ordinance Committee has passed a proposal to ban industrial wind farms. The Area Plan Commission will review it this month. Commissioner Tom Murtaugh argues long-term leases for turbines lock up land for decades, limiting opportunities to develop it.
And it seems irresponsible to tie up that significant amount of acreage in a county where we're booming, where we're growing by leaps and bounds.
Tippecanoe County resident Bob Hall signed a lease with Apex on property he owns in Montgomery County and wants the ability to do the same at his home. He says wind offers additional revenue for as long as the turbine is operational.
That's a good thing. Our children will be able to have an income for their retirement, and then the grandchildren will have income from it also.
But April Johnson says the money isn't worth the trouble turbines cause.
We have the privilege of living in the country for the peace and quiet. And I have never heard anyone say that I will sell my property to go live in the middle of a wind farm.
Chris Pattison, a professor at Texas Tech University's National Wind Institute, says it's difficult to scientifically prove or disprove whether turbines cause any physical symptoms.
People who live within a wind energy project that are making royalties have fewer complaints than people who live on the edges and aren't making royalties.
There are no state or federal regulations for wind farm noise or setbacks. Pattison says counties need to create their own based on what makes sense for their area.
It has to be a group effort by the community.
Johnson and other residents say that isn't happening in Montgomery County. Commissioners are still negotiating contracts with both wind companies and no longer allow public comment on wind farms unless it's on the meeting agenda. Some county council members have asked for a moratorium to study the impact of the farms, but they say commissioners haven't responded. County Commissioner John Fry says he can't talk about the projects yet.
I don't know what to say. I honestly don't. There's not much. I can't give any details of what we're negotiating.
One sticking point is that the county doesn't have any zoning laws or a comprehensive plan. Those are in the works, but it's unclear when they'll be approved. An Akuo spokesperson says the company has met with potential Montgomery County leaseholders during the land procurement process. Apex Energy declined to comment. For WBAA News, I'm Taylor Haggerty.